Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is it. The one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. How can I say that? I was the original podcast back in like 1994, something like that. They came to me and said, you're going on the internet. You'll be the first boxing talk show on the internet. So straight up, we were the first boxing talk show on the internet. Of course, here we are like, God, 41 years later, started in 1984, actually not on the internet, just doing syndication. But the bottom line is we're rocking and rolling, of course, 24-7. You can catch us on iHeartRadio, all those different places, and YouTube. Of course, YouTube, 24-7 on YouTube, Ring Talk Dive Worldwide. It's on the Sports Byline USA channel, broadcasting live as I speak and delayed. But straight up, this has been another edition. This is another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you 24 hours early. I'm taping the show on Friday so I can go to an orgy on Saturday. No, there's a producer, they can't come in on Saturday, so they're making me come in on Friday to tape the show. There's no orgies involved. Believe me, as old as I am, I wouldn't know what to do with an orgy. I can think about it, but bottom line is, we're talking boxing. Let me get on the straight and narrow. Of course, bottom line is, I want to mention the fact that Roger Mayweather's birthday, of course, the uncle of Floyd Mayweather Sr., he was born in 1961. He died a few years ago, and of course it was because of pugilistic dementia. In other words, being punch drunk. He just took too many shots, and his little skinny frame just didn't take it well. But the bottom line is, he was a wonderful guy to be around. Of course, I got to spend some time around him in Las Vegas. He and I would go different places, and we never drank. We never drank together. We never did any drugs together, nothing like that. He was just always a straight-up guy. Speaking of a guy that passed, I mentioned the fact that publicist Bill Kaplan passed on this week as well. Of course, Bill Kaplan, an institution in the world of boxing, no doubt about that. And I don't mean that in a negative way. We'll talk about that more on today's show. Of course, boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer will be here. We'll be talking about the Muhammad Ali Act revision, whatever you want to call it, Dana White trying to take over boxing through Congress. And, Oscar De La Hoya and a couple other guys were on the stand this week, so we'll talk about that and more. 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide and learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'll be looking at my stuff, man. Oh, folks, what do you mean, is it real? Is that real?
And I'd like to ask Muhammad, after so many fights, how can he stay so good looking?
You heard that now.
She just said that to hurt me. His face was different, but he'd been punched to look like this.
You know what I heard? You know what somebody told me? Somebody interviewed one of your relatives, and they said when you were a baby, you were so ugly, every time you cried, the tears would turn around and go down the back of your head. Don't get me on your show playing your game. I'm not a comedian.
Yes, you are.
Now, I can take you in the ring.
You're funny looking.
Quite a few. I don't remember my nose bleeding.
I saw it.
If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy all of this.
Yo, IQ never reached room temperature.
Two characters, Red Fox, of course, the comedian extraordinaire, of course, represented by my attorney, Mark Risman. I'll never forget the time he walked into the Burbick Mike Tyson fight. I think it was November 1987, had all that blow on his nose and on his shirt, bottom on his... He did a lot of blow late in life. I'm talking about Red Fox. Of course, when I'm talking about blow, I'm talking about cocaine. When I talk about coke on this show, like when I say I go down to Larry Merchant's and I do a lot of coke to Larry Merchant's, I'm talking Coca-Cola. Please remember that, Coca-Cola. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm okay. Let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines and bring in the Bronx Bomber himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well, my brother. I got the sniffles, but it's because of allergies, not because of anything else.
Nice. Bottom line. Hey, look, before we get into anything else, Joe DiGuardia is still punching, huh?
Yeah, Joe DiGuardia, he's still, running shows out of Long Island, star boxing. Mm-hmm. He's still around.
The Long Island shows, are they frequented by people of color?
The fighters.
No. That's where I was going, huh? You knew that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, look, Long Island is, certain parts of Long Island are kind of exclusive,
I don't know about exclusive. One time we were in the car and we ended up in Long Island, this and that, and we were like, they looked at me like I was a street urchin.
Really?
Yeah. Like, are you here to rob me or something like that? Anyway, bottom line, that was a long time ago. But Joe DiGuardia is still rocking and rolling. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The subject that seems to be on a lot of people's mind is the attempted takeover of the sport of boxing by Mr. Dana White himself. Of course, in my opinion, Dana's a pimp. I've always said that. And the reason why I say that is because I was a cop and I knew what real pimps were like. See, pimps, hoes, all that kind of good stuff. I knew about it in the streets of San Francisco. So I knew that if a hoe only got, or if an employee, I'm being corrected in the other room here, the Bailey's an employee, if a paid employee was only paid 10% of the money in which they were bringing in, they probably would get on the first bus to Cleveland, if not L.A., okay? But the bottom line is you can't do that in the UFC. I mean, Francis Ngannou, case in point, the biggest purse he ever made, he sold out Madison Square Garden, the mecca of boxing, the biggest arena in the minds of a lot of people. Of course, right in New York City, sold it out, whatever it was, like $7 million gate, right? Guess how much money he got, folks? $500,000. Wait. But Dana the pimp, he wasn't done. To show you Dana's generosity, he gave him an extra $50,000 bucks. Wait, so he got $550,000 for a $7 million gate. And that's not talking about any of the money on pay-per-view. But wait, the same guy, Francis Ngannou, he decides to show Dana White the middle finger. You know, not too many people can do that. I did it one time, but not too many people can do it. You show him the middle finger and you walk away. Walk away proud, okay? So Ngannou walks away. He goes over to the sport of boxing. He has a fight with Tyson Fury, in which he drops the former champion. Of course, showing the declines of Tyson Fury were apparent there. And then, of course, he took on Anthony Joshua, and Joshua lit him up like a White House Christmas tree. I mean, just annihilated him. So, but what I'm trying to say is, in those two fights, he made $18 million. $18 million in two fights in boxing. He had no boxing experience, and yet, and what he was good at, Dana White was only given $500,000. So when people say to me, you know, Dana's going to do good things for boxing, this and that, I want to grab him by the throat, but I can't do that. If I did, I'd be in jail.
Yeah, I mean, look, you summed it up perfectly. There was, I mean, you know, you did not mention anything false. Dana White's going to do good things for Dana White and the stakeholders of TKO Zuffa Boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, is it potential for fighters to stand out and become stars? It could be, you know, but time will tell. But they'll never be bigger than the brand, because that is the model of UFC.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Instead of the guy being the world champion, he's a UFC champion?
He's a UFC champion, and he'll never be bigger than the brand itself. In other words, you know, it's like, I hate to use the comparison, but it's like the NFL, sort of, just another farmhand on the plantation. You know, that's all it's about. It's about, you know, the brutality of it. They're going to sell that you're having a good time at the fights. The stars are out. This guy's washed and he's 30 years old. Okay, next. Because it's going to just a constant, like a factory.
You know? A revolving door.
Yeah, revolving door. I mean, you look at the UFC, that's exactly what it is. I mean, what is the record for a heavyweight in terms of title defenses?
I told you that one. I think it's two, isn't it? Or three.
Yeah, you know, it's a short shelf life, but the UFC keeps rocking and rolling. I mean, they're printing out money, and they have the most important thing when it comes to entertainment, is they have a network, or rather a platform. You know, in this case, they have Paramount. You know, they have the ear of the politicians, of course, the major politician that we have in the White House right now. So everything's in their favor right now. And if I'm a UFC guy, I'm looking at them, where's all this money coming from? Because they recently gave Conor Benn $15 million, supposedly, you know, and just for one fight.
You know what? I really find that hard to believe.
Yeah, when it comes to numbers in boxing, yeah, you kind of take things with a grain of salt, you know, but still, he's probably getting paid more than anything John Jones ever got, you know, so who is, you know, probably arguably the greatest UFC fighter of all time, you know, so is it just shock value for now to try to lure these fighters, and then eventually everyone's going to fall into line like the way the UFC is? Only time will tell.
Interesting. You know, the takeover of boxing by corporate America, the attempt to take over. Let me tell you about the takeover of El Pollo Loco. El Pollo Loco was the only last fast food chain or quick food chain in California that I knew of. It was based in Los Angeles. And it was just marinated chicken. It was marinated in fruit and vegetables. It was marinated and it was grilled. That was it. No preservatives, no BS, no nothing, okay? So corporate America took it over 4 years ago. So the price from a two-piece leg, two pieces of chicken and rice and beans went from $7.99 to $12.99. Wait, but the corporate assholes weren't done. You know what they did? They shrunk the size of the chickens. The chickens are a third smaller than they were before. So you're getting a third less and you're being charged much, much more. But this is the way corporate America does things. I mean, there's nothing they've done that's been for the benefit of the American populace. Nothing. They poisoned the food chain. I mean, Governor Ron DeSantis, you know I'm not a fan of his, or that guy Abbott down there in Texas, probably not fans of either guy, but they're coming out with food labels. And the food label says, and I've seen it, it says, there's an item in this that's not fit for human consumption. And you know what? This human consumption stuff that I'm talking about, these chemicals like the Chick-fil-A sandwich, imagine the Chick-fil-A sandwich is a piece of chicken. It's a chicken breast. If you get it grilled and not fried, you would think, yeah, you have a pretty good thing, right? There's 55 different chemicals in a Chick-fil-A sandwich, including aluminum phosphate. What the duck with an F do I need aluminum phosphate in my sandwich for, Sock?
Wow. That I didn't know, but I do remember seeing a YouTube video, I believe it was, of someone leaving a Chick-fil-A sandwich on the shelf and then coming back a week later compared to a chicken cooked at home, and there was no decay on it, no bacteria.
That's the preservative factor, okay? They can put preservatives on it. Listen, the American food chain is poison. It just is. If you look up and down it, I mean, there are Whole Foods. I go to Whole Foods. Now, I know you're not a fan of Whole Foods because there's not one near you. But the bottom line is they're expensive as hell. No doubt about that. Right, Bailey? Bailey's shaking his head. All right. But on the side of the bag at Whole Foods said, we ban over 300 ingredients that other stores don't. Okay, like Safeway and things like that. And these 300 ingredients that these chemicals and ingredients, preservatives that Whole Foods bans, they're not allowed in the United Kingdom, the European Union, or Canada. But yet they're served normally to people in the United States right across the table. They don't even know they're being poisoned.
Yeah, I can't explain that. Even like one of our favorite beverages, Coke. Right?
Oh God! Coke.
Right?
Stop
drinking Coke.
Stop.
You know, well, I mean, that's one of the few things that, you know, I guess we have to chalk it up.
Stop. I'm hooked. Listen, when I tell people I'm hooked on Mexican Coke, they look at me like, you got a nose issue? You know, it's not that way whatsoever. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. The Saturday edition coming to you Friday, like 22 hours early, because Bailey's partying tomorrow. Danny's partying tomorrow. Everybody's partying tomorrow, including me. I'm going out partying tomorrow because I don't have to work. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Remembering the motivational mastermind that was my mother and stepfather, the two of them together, of course, they propelled me to light heights that I don't think I could ever reach because they knew how to stick a pin in my ass. Straight up, that's just the way it was. Sock, have you ever, do you, anybody in your family like have stick a pin in your ass?
Absolutely. My dad, you know, he definitely pushed me, you know, while I was in school and in general. You need, people need that, you know, sometimes. You know, I'm somewhat self-motivated, but when you're, like, as a teenager, you need that.
You know, my parents were, I remember I lost a fight to Eddie Smith. Eddie Smith had 7 fights, and I think I had 6, and I lost the decision to him. We went to 2-minute rounds after I was beating everybody in 1-minute rounds. We went to 2-minute rounds. I gassed out right away, and he beat me over 3 2-minute rounds. So anyway, I think I learned a little bit from that fight. So when I went home that day, my mother smoking a cigarette in the front room, and that's what killed her, cigarette smoking. So I see this flame, like, you know, this lit cigarette. You can see her. She goes, and she says, I want to talk to you for a minute. I said, yeah. She goes, you know, If you're going to continue boxing, he goes, you're going to have to, you know, get in shape or something like that. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, well, you know, you lost tonight. I said, yeah. She goes, but you lost because you got tired. I said, what do you know about boxing? Okay. She goes, well, it was pretty obvious, Pete. You're sucking wind. You got tired. And I say, oh, okay. So what are we going to do about it? She goes, well, you're going to go running with me. And I said, I'm thinking, she's sitting there chain smoking like a couple packs a day. You got to be kidding me, okay? She's going to take me out running. No, she took me out. She drove the car. She drove me into the ground. She drove me up hills, through mountains, through the rain, the sleet, the you name it. She did it. And she did it to a point where she didn't want me getting, she did it because she didn't want me boxing at all, but she didn't want me getting hurt. And she said if I was in the best shape of my life, that I wasn't going to get hurt. And she was right.
Mastermind ahead of her time. Your mom was she knew how to push the right buttons.
One time before the Keith Rucker fight, everybody thought I was going to lose. And everybody thought I was. I think they even thought I was. I think my parents might even thought I was going to lose. Anyway, and they came in and told me, yeah, all these promoters are outside and these boxing reporters are here, this and that. And I'm thinking, yeah. And she goes, they're here to see the other guy. Yeah, that was enough. The other guy had a face broken. His face was broken. He was on his ass 12 seconds in. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about this. Go back into this Dana White thing. He's got most of the country fooled already, doesn't he? Didn't that corporate stuff get going across? You know what I'm trying to say. Isn't it pretty successful thus far? I mean, everybody seems to be eating it up.
Yeah, listen, if you look at it from a business standpoint, absolutely. From what he took the UFC to where it was, you know, with the powerful TV deals, you know, he went from Spike TV to ESPN to Fox, and now, listen, he's made, like I said, the stakeholders' fist money, you know, hand over fist.
Well, he turned a $1.5 million purchase, or some $1.7, something like it, into a $4.2 billion entity. So that's like $4,100 million more. I mean, you know, give him props, man. He made those people a lot of money.
Yeah, yes, he did. You know, of course, with the backing of the Fertittas, and just the changing. Yeah. And he was able to tap into that, you know, that 18 to 40 demographic, and I think a lot of it was that reality show. I think that reality show that they had was big.
The Ultimate Fighter.
The Ultimate Fighter, thank you. You know, and eventually they were able to buy out the competition, right? Yeah. They bought out Pride, which was my favorite.
Is the UFC predominantly, is the UFC audience predominantly white?
Yeah, a great part of it. Now, at least in the audience, you know, because, look, everyone loves violence. The hood loves violence, right? And now, we may not spend $200 on a ticket, but we'll spend $200 on a new pair of Jordans that come out. So, you know, if it's on TV, why am I, that's the mentality, but the hood loves UFC as well.
I can't, when they start unleashing those blows on down guys, I can't look at it. I have to turn away. It's reflex. I mean, you know, it's not, that's not good. I mean, you don't hit prone guys.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that you do like is that the refs tend to have a quick trigger finger.
Not quick. Are you all, whoa. Time out. All the blood and gore of those guys. Do you think the refs are pulling the trigger fast? I don't think they pull the trigger nearly fast enough.
Yes, you're right. I mean, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I guess, you know, but it's brutality and it's a guilty pleasure. You know, and like it is what it is. It's like, you know, next, you know, it's as much as they've criticized boxing over the years, they have catered. They tailored their product to be more like boxing, because before there was no weight classes. They'll tell you, I mean, they always say that a fight 90% of the time ends up on the ground, but then the guys that are getting booed out of the arena are these Arab Russians that dominate people with wrestling, and no one wants to see that. People want to see knockouts. So for all the criticism and kind of like the little brother syndrome that they always had, the criticizing boxing, they want to be like boxing, but just in their own way.
Interesting. Keith Colon looked pretty good a couple of weeks ago. Of course, fighting a guy that didn't fight back all that well, but he has an identity crisis, and it's not his fault. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
because
it's kind of hard to
see. He's 10-0 with 10 knockouts, and it sounds like he's the second coming of Ernie Shavers.
And he's not.
No.
I mean, look, props to his father who moves his career in terms of getting the opponents.
But is he fighting? But is he fighting 10 guys like Bailey and me? Sorry, Bailey.
I think a lot worse. You know, I mean, the guy that came in, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it looked like he just got off of work and he just there to, you know, pick up a check. You know, so we won't know how good he is until he's tested.
Okay, you know, here's a question. How good is 33-year-old Gustavo Trujillo, the Cuban heavyweight? Have you seen him?
Very minimum, you know, but a lot of these Cuban guys, you bring them over to the States, give them a little money.
No.
Bad business.
Or they lie about their age. If he's one of the cops to be in 33, he might be like 53 because, you know, Joel Castleman, the 1992 Olympic gold medalist, he was the only guy I know that fought in the Olympics with gray hair.
Or even this guy, King Kong Ortiz, the one that fought Deontay Wilder a couple years ago.
Yeah, but he is older than dirt, though.
He really is. Those Cuban birth certificates. They're like the Dominican baseball players, right? You know, they're the oldest 15-year-olds you ever seen in your life.
Well, I don't know. I played soccer in junior high school. Actually, I tried to. But they had a guy on the team, and the guy shaved like twice a day. You know what I'm saying? And he was kicking the ball so hard. He kicked the ball so hard he broke my hand. I was playing goalie, and he broke my hand. So this guy, he had to be like 19 or 20. You know, where he's going off, pulling himself off as a 14-year-old.
That's youth sport. I mean, it's a lot harder, I think, to do it now, you know, in youth sports, but ringers have always been a part of, like, Little League and all these, yeah, you know, exactly, Pop Warner.
Exactly. All right, now, real quick, less than a minute and a half left, David Benavidez, real soon, I can, you know, he's going to take on Zerto Ramirez. Zerto's not a bum or anything like that, but Zerto's going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree, bro. This is going to be domestic violence 101.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, domestic, because, I mean, you know, he's beating up a fellow Mexican. I don't think Zerto has much of a chance other than the fact that he's a naturally bigger guy, but he's just so slow. And Benavidez rips off these combinations, and it's not devastating punch and power like Beterbiev or someone like that, but it's just, he just bludgeons you. Mm-hmm. You know, he really takes the fight out of you. And Ramirez has to be the best version of Zerto Ramirez you've ever seen. And even that, I still think he gets lit up. I'm with you.
I mean, he looked like a guy that was hanging out at the bar. I mean, before his training started, he had a gut and all that kind of good stuff. So more power to him. I wish him very best of luck, but he's going to be done real quick. Bottom line is, you have a great weekend. Hug the family, and we'll talk real soon, sir. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, a.k.a. the Bronx Bomber. Thank you so much for your time each week, sir.
Thank you, my brother, for having me on.
The great Socrates Palmer, folks. Hey, after the break, I'm going to tell you why high school is scarier than the mob. What? Yeah, high school. Writing for the high school newspaper. I had more fear writing for the high school newspaper than I did writing about the mafia or boxing and Don King, all those kind of guys. You think I'm kidding? Stay tuned after the break.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings. And there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. But he was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. The day
Subject is Pedro writing in South City again. Of course, talking about a 17-year-old journalist who learned the hard way early on. South San Francisco, California. Without giving up my geographical settings, I'm writing again where it all really started. You see, before 34 passport stamps to places like China, Colombia, and Dubai, while penning articles for outlets like the SF Examiner, Oakland Tribune, and the Glasgow Sunday Post, my first real byline was as editor of the South San Francisco Warrior. Now, let me tell you, no student reporter ever drew as much heat. Having exposed Principal Tom Gaffney for a pair of DUIs, this was after my writing led to the termination of a male janitor who walked in unannounced to girls' bathrooms, a nutty pervert. So you would think I would have been satisfied graduating as the award-winning editor of the South San Francisco Warrior, right? But I wasn't. Why? I wanted to go after a bigger target. I had a 750-word story written on the South San Francisco High School varsity football coach, Ray DeYoung. In detail, I highlighted several instances in which DeYoung got people unnecessarily hurt, both in games and practice. So I went to Vice Principal Tyler, for a comment instead of Gaffney, of course, who refused to smile when I photographed him being dropped off and picked up at school. In other words, after that DUI report, he couldn't drive anymore. So the bottom line is, they were hot at me at school. So I showed this article to the administration, just like I did before I made Gaffney semi-walk to work. I went to the administration to advise them of the impending Coach DeYoung piece, and having got five different players, two graduates, and three current to illustrate the bizarre behavior and poor decisions that Coach DeYoung had made in forcing injured players to play and or practice, I thought I was on solid ground. So with 3 weeks left in the semester, 3 weeks left and the school year is winding down, I was going to run the hit piece on the coach in my last edition of The Warrior. Essentially, I wanted to go out with the coach's head on a stick. The administration, they asked for a meeting. Unbelievable, they set up a meeting in Principal Gaffney's office. The guy whose face is fire engine red from booze and his cronies, well, they're waiting for me, they're looking at me, and they don't look happy. I wasn't going in there, though, alone. I took my journalism teacher and my counselor, William Hunter. They both came. When I advised the group that I wanted to record the meeting, Gaffney looked like he needed another drink. Anyway, bottom line is, they said, pull the article because DeYoung is retiring. I said, say what? I visibly shook. Tom Gaffney spoke for the group. Quote, you don't need to run that story. Coach DeYoung is going to retire. He's announced his retirement next week. I didn't believe him. So they brought in Coach DeYoung, who uttered, it's time to go. It's a new generation. Some crap like that. Anyway, bottom line is, Drunkard Gaffney, Vice Principal Zorro, and Vice Principal Tyler, they were all sitting there. DeYoung marches out of the office just as fast as he marched in. The bottom line is, they give me their word, like I'm supposed to believe them, that Coach Ray DeYoung is gone. Anyway, the meeting ends, no friggin' handshakes. I'm walking out with Hunter and Pellegrino, my teachers, and of course, nobody said a word until he got back to his office and closed the door. And Pellegrino says to me, he goes, you know they're lying. He's not gonna resign. I said, well, what can I do? Bottom line is, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. We've only got a week left. What can they do? Anyway, I'm graduating from high school. I'm not stupid and I'm not, you know, but things happen. When I say things happen, get this. Because of the DUI articles on the principal, Mr. Cohen threw me out of a science class. Well, I needed science credits to graduate. It was in the 12th grade. I didn't take science till the last minute, but I'm taking it and I'm not a dummy like that. So he throws me out of science class and no science credits means I don't graduate. So I enrolled in a two-week correspondence course. Undaunted, Mr. Hunter, God bless him, and I'm not a big God guy, but he said I could have a free period after I took an accelerated correspondence course and a series of tests in his office. He said he would give the tests. So I've got a free period, and my science credits are already in the pocket, right? So you know what I did to be a jerk? I would walk by Mr. Cohen's office, Mr. Cohen's class, and wave at him. Hey, how are you, buddy? Anyway, they can't deny me the diploma. They just can't. I mean, we're like, come on. Unable to deny me a diploma, both Mr. P and Hunter warned me that my detractors might not be done. But with graduation 48 hours away, well, I mean, come on, I'm at graduation rehearsal. What can they do? Remember that drunk Gaffney? The entire graduating class is sitting in the auditorium awaiting a rehearsal. 30 minutes in, Gaffney grabs a microphone with Mr. Tyler by his side and announces, Pedro Fernandez, come down to the stage. Well, guess what? The school got the last laugh until now. In the end, I got my diploma, but they wouldn't let me graduate on stage. This cowardly last-minute move by the high school administrators would have no effect on my life, none. But they can't say the same after the number I did on them. Okay, and my intent was always to kick ass and take names. For an entire year, I had Tom the Drunk Gaffney and company on the ropes. They couldn't muzzle me. They tried to, but they couldn't muzzle me. So what did I do? I started an alternative newspaper because once a month wasn't enough to rattle a cage. So I started this alternative newspaper. We did sports stories. We had at least one sports story because it was called the Sporting Green, right? I did sports stories, and I did drug stories and campus drug use and that kind of good stuff. So they were really loving me. No doubt about that. But get this. This South City BS, this crap in high school, this prepped me for the world. In other words, what I'm trying to say is I was able to write whatever I wanted then, okay? And if they didn't think they were, if they thought barring me from graduation irked me, I got to say it again. It didn't. So I was unmoved, and then they tell me, and they call me to the office one more time. And guess what? The South City police chief, of course, he's upset because I had those two police reports on the principal being caught with being DUI, okay? Bottom line is, so I look over, I'm in an office, I'm looking over at the vice presidents, the vice principals, Zorro and Tyler. I look back at the police captain that was repping for the chief, and I tell him, guess what? I'm a journalist. And I don't have to tell you, spit with an H. And I walked out through. And bottom line is, that's the way it is. You can check out my crazy stuff. This wasn't the most articulate article I've ever put together on the air, but I tried. Anyway, of course, I'm at Substack.com. The address is Pedro, P-A-D-R-O, P-A-Y-D-R-O, 1234. P-A-Y-D-R-O, 1234. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Fight's coming up May the 2nd. The big fight, of course, coming down at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. 31-0, 25 KOs. They call him the Mexican Monster. I call him the Charismatic Mexican Monster. Of course, we're talking about David Benavidez taking on Zerto Ramirez. Zerto Ramirez has a great record, 48-1, 33 stops, 30 stops, something like that. That one loss to Dmitry Bivol for the light heavyweight title. But I'm telling you, he's got no chance here, slim and none, and Slim's been out of town for a month. The undercard, not too much to speak about, but the bottom line is Jaime Munguia is on it. Of course, he's taking on Jose Armando Resendez. I don't know how that's going to go, but the bottom line is, you know, it's the main event. It's the main event. I'm going to go down from the main event. I think I'm going to go down. Of course, PBC's putting this together. Oscar De La Hoya is putting this together, and of course, as is, you know, it's going to be a great fight in Las Vegas. There's no doubt about it. It'll be a great night. I don't know if it'll be a great fight, but a great night, no doubt about that. Now, we move things up like 1 week later, and of course, Fabio Wardley, March to May the 9th, of course, coming to us from across the pond. It'll be on the Zone pay-per-view, but if you can find a way to watch it, or steal it, or borrow it, or I'm not advocating stealing. Let me retract that. I don't want to advocate stealing. But if you can find a way to watch this fight and not have to pay for it, more power to you. Now, I'm not trying to say these guys aren't worth paying for. It's just that they're asking too much now. I mean, too many times they want money, especially the Zone. Of course, the Zone was supposed to be all about free boxing access, remember? I mean, if you paid like $15 when they started or $12 when it started, you never had to pay for a pay-per-view fight. That was their rule until Canelo Alvarez came around. Canelo's a story for another day. Anyway, Fabio Wardley, 20-0, one draw. I think he's got 19 stops, taking on number 4, Danny Dubois, 22-3. Dubois going to go get erased probably by the 4th or 5th round. If he lasts into 8, I'll be very surprised. Some of the undercard guys, Jared Anderson, remember him? The American Hope, 18-1. He has a support dog now. He's got some emotional issues. Seriously, he's got some emotional issues. I mean, Jared had all, he had the physique, the ability, the talent. He could punch a little bit. Seemed like he had everything. And then all of a sudden he became stupid. He got like soft. He got I don't know what to explain it, but the bottom line is he fell off the planet, he fell off the stage as far as boxing was concerned. I thought early on, and I don't consider him still a force at 18-1, but he's fighting across the pond. I guess they're trying to put him in and make him a winner here and maybe give him the Fabio Wardley, Danny Dubois winner. Of course, that'll be, of course, Fabio Wardley. No doubt about that. Jack Rafferty is taking on a guy by the name of Ickle Esselman. That's in the co-feature. He's 26-0. Taking on Double E, Ickle Esselman, who's 22-2. Of course, this is going to be on his own pay-per-view. As I said, find a way. You know, Bailey watches pay-per-view through binoculars. And that's how we cheat around here. We can find somebody like a neighbor that's watching the fight, and we get out our binoculars, and we look through the window, you know what I'm saying? That's where we watch our pay-per-view. Now, I know it's primitive and things like that, but that's what I want you to think about. Find alternative ways to watch fights on TV without having to pay for them. In other words, maybe get 4 or 5 guys together, maybe get 10 guys together, and if you want to buy the pay-per-view, get 10 guys together. It's like $80 or something like that. It costs you $8 a pop, and that's a good deal, no doubt about that. But $80, $75, $80, $65 for these fight cards putting together, I don't think they're worth it. I don't think the UFC cards are worth it. And UFC is supposedly high on entertainment value as far as their fans are concerned, but they've got you tricked into paying $75 or $80 for that once a month, sometimes twice a month. Shame on you, because I don't think you should have to pay for fights the way you should. The internet was all about bringing things for free. Of course, you know, that's what ruined Prince. Prince, of course, the great musician Prince, or Rogers Nelson, something like that. Anyway, he ended up hating the internet because the internet reproduces music without him getting paid for it. Sort of like the same thing with boxing. That's why boxing can't make it anymore. I mean, we have big fight cards, and it's like David Benavidez is going to draw next week, but who's going to really draw in between? That's why we got to go back in the United States to the club shows, the small shows, the Joe DiGuardia shows, like he held in Rhode Island, in Long Island last night. I mean, you've got to go back to the club shows. That's what's built. That's how you build superstars. That's how you build guys that can sell tickets. Pat Lawler here in San Francisco couldn't fight all that well. He beat Roberto Duran, of course, when Duran got hurt one time. But the bottom line is he couldn't fight all that well, but, you know, he did okay. Yeah, I mean, he was able to, like, beat Wilfred Benitez, who I sparred with. He beat Rene Arredondo. That was a shock, no doubt about that. But that second fight with Duran, because Duran got tired in the first fight. It was down in Las Vegas, I guess, about 1983, somewhere around this, 83, 84. Bottom line is he got real tired, Duran. Duran got tired, and he hurt, threw his shoulder out, so he had to stop. He quit the fight, of course. So Pat Lawler wins the fight, right? So, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, they do a rematch down there in Panama, and Roberto Duran takes on Pat Lawler one more time. Well, guess what? Pat Lawler doesn't go down very easy, and he took such a horrific beating. Roberto Duran broke his face in 4 spots. 4 different broken bones in his face, orbital bones, jaw, nose, the whole 9 yards. He just lit him up like a white as Christmas tree. And you got to give Pat credit. I think Pat went the whole 10 yards. But yeah, took a beating like you wouldn't believe. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Saturday edition, coming to you one day earlier, 22 hours early, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Twitch.tv, the whole 9 yards. But this is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA for 41 years.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I let the taps run a little longer than I usually do because the bottom line is I really want you to get this. Of course, we play taps on the shows because somebody I know or somebody important to the world of boxing has passed away, of course. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm in the company of the so-called rich and famous, I don't ask for pictures. I just don't. But 3 years ago in Mexico City, I ran into longtime boxing publicist Bill Kaplan. Now, I knew this was a special occasion, so I had former world champion John Straits from the UK shoot a picture of me and Bill. It was pretty priceless, no doubt about that. But Bill was an important fixture in L.A. sports. My man Bill Kaplan is almost like the last of an era. When I say that, the trio that you always saw at big L.A. sporting events, of course, with the Lakers, the Rams, when you name it, the big fights and stuff. But the bottom line is the trio was Alan Malamud, Bill Kaplan, and the still-living Doug Krikorian. I kid you not, those guys were the three hardest hitters in L.A., no doubt about that. Of course, he was known for being tight with Aram, the publicist for the Olympic Auditorium, for a long time. But the bottom line is, while Bill was popular in the media, he had some detractors. Personally, we had a hot and cold relationship. I think that was because I sued his boss, top-ranked promoter Bob Arum, for defamation. Remember that? I sued Massive Bob for $10,000. Actually, I sued him, and then he settled out of court for $10,000. But the bottom line is, Bill was like Superman to me. I'm talking about Bill Kaplan. Why was he Superman to me? Because of the fact that, you know, former world champion Genaro Hernandez, he was diagnosed with cancer back in 2009, and he didn't have medical insurance because Genaro was in trouble. Of course, Genaro appeared on the show less than 48 hours before he died. He sounded terrible. Nobody deserves this. Oh, God, I didn't want to go into that. But the bottom line is Genaro was in trouble both medically and financially. So what did Kaplan do? He went and got Bob Arum to pay Genaro Hernandez's hospital bills. What? El Chicanito Hernandez, Genaro Hernandez, he had never boxed under the top-ranked promotional banner ever. So when Bill got Bob to pay for Gennaro's medical treatment, I sort of became, you know, soft on both Massive Bob and Bill Kaplan. Imagine that. But rest in peace, Bill Kaplan. You're a pretty good guy, no doubt about that. 3 years ago, of course, in Mexico. We had a good time down there. People pass away and you want to think about the best and the worst and things like that. And, you know, we had a good time. We had a good little run. And, of course, he didn't like me for the most part because of the fact that I was always kicking Aram's ass. I mean, the bottom line is, remember those fixed fights, the fixed medical tests? I can go on and on. The FBI, when I went down there and testified before the grand jury in Las Vegas, I don't think he ever is going to forgive me for that one. So what? I mean, you get a subpoena for the grand jury. What are you supposed to do, not go? No way, no how. Anyway, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11:06 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2:06 p.m. Eastern time. Live right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Twitch.tv, and YouTube as well. These Sports Byline USA channels. I will bring in the retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant. Spend some time with 95-year-old Larry. Talking about, of course, the fact that the Hagler-Hearns fight took place a couple of weeks ago. Actually, the anniversary, April 15, 1985. We'll talk about that, the big fight on tax day. We'll talk about a couple things in the future. And, of course, wow, Fabio Wardley. You got to be excited about this upcoming heavyweight fight with Daniel Dubois, no doubt about that. It'll be on the Zone pay-per-view, but you find a way not to pay for it. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank the great Bailey Peck for doing this thing behind the board. Without him, I don't think I'd be here. In fact, I know I wouldn't be here. But straight up, this is another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Oh, yeah, not just all right.